Thank you. Mr. Chair Rapporteur, the European Union and its member states would like to thank you and the Secretariat of the High Commissioner's Office for organising this session. The EU is fully committed to the 2030 agenda and is integrating the Sustainable Development Goals into all our proposals, policies, strategies, be they internal or external. As part of this, the European Union is working to ensure that businesses uphold their responsibilities to respect human rights and the environment wherever they operate. Since the adoption of the UN Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights in 2011, business and human rights have been an important area of work for the EU. We are moving ahead in this area as foreseen by the EU Action Plan on Human Rights and Democracy for 2020 to 2024. The majority of EU member states are implementing national action plans on business and human rights, and some have adopted corporate due diligence legislation. We are finalising work on our EU framework for implementing the UN principles on business and human rights. But we need to go further. Reflecting lessons learnt from voluntary measures and the growing societal demand to move forward, the EU has acted very decisively with legislation. The Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive entered into force in January this year and requires large companies to report on the full range of sustainability issues, including environmental, social, human rights and governance. We also have a new batteries regulation, which has entered into force and which establishes due diligence obligations on the supply chain of raw materials used for batteries. The landmark Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive proposal is in the final stages of the legislative process. It would require large companies operating in the EU market to identify and address adverse human rights and environmental impacts in their operations. Two other important pieces of legislation in preparation are the Forced Labour Product Ban Regulation, which will ban all products made with forced labour from the EU market, and the regulation for critical raw materials, which will foster socially responsible practices. Finally, in the digital sphere, the Digital Services Act is in force now to ensure a safer and more open digital space. And we're also in the process of finalising the adoption of the Artificial Intelligence Act, the first of its kind. Mr. Chair Rapporteur, on the LBI process, as we have previously stated, the European Union believes that a legally binding instrument has the potential to enhance global protection against business-related human rights abuses. In order to do so, it should be built on the consensual framework provided by the UN Guiding Principles and be legally sound and effectively implementable. A legally binding instrument should also be supported ideally by all, but at least by a significant number of cross-regional UN members, so that it can enhance the protection of victims and create a global level playing field for all companies. We would like to express our appreciation for the constructive efforts you, Mr. Chair Rapporteur, have deployed in the intersessional period, supported by the Friends of the Chair, which include two EU member states, who have listened to positions and collected contributions. The updated draft text of the legally binding instrument that you issued over the summer is a step in the right direction to rally support from UN members for a future LBI and offers a basis for advancing in the negotiations. The updated draft text ensures a closer adherence to the UN guiding principles on the issue of personal scope. Business-related harms indeed may be associated with acts by companies worldwide, irrespective of whether these companies are domestic or foreign, private or state-owned. The updated text in several articles grants state parties the flexibility to adopt appropriate legislative, regulatory and other measures to ensure business respect of human rights and protection for victims. We support the call on all state parties in the updated draft text to adopt or strengthen legally enforceable requirements on corporate human rights due diligence. It is legislative measures that clarify corporate responsibilities and ultimately make a difference. The EU would nevertheless wish to express a number of concerns with the text. We would have appreciated that the reference to the right to a clean, healthy and sustainable environment had been maintained. The proposal by the European Commission for a corporate sustainability due diligence directive encompasses environmental due diligence as a whole, besides human rights due diligence. We also support the reintroduction of references to the need for companies to report publicly and periodically on non-financial matters. We also wonder about changes made to the provision on legal liability, and in particular are disappointed with the deletion of references related to liability for failure to carry out effective due diligence as a result of which harm occurred. We continue to be concerned by the vague and abstract definition of some key concepts, such as human rights abuse and business relationships. We also remain concerned about the overly prescriptive and detailed provisions, notably on access to remedy for victims and related civil law provisions, several of which are not compatible with our legal system. Additional work is needed to ensure the draft can garner wide and cross-regional support. We acknowledge the Chair's effort in moving this process forward. The current ninth session is a very important one. Discussions will show whether more countries are ready to support the core provisions of the LBI on due diligence and access to effective remedy for victims. While the European Union does not have a formal negotiating mandate, the EU will contribute to the discussion in a constructive manner based on our evolving policy and legislative framework. The EU stands ready to work with the Chair Rapporteur and friends of the Chair, as well as other partners, to explore ways for a consensus-based instrument that can effectively enhance the prevention of harms and the protection of victims and create a global level playing field among companies. Looking ahead, the adoption of the Corporate Sustainability Due Diligence Directive in the EU could provide a basis for the EU's future engagement in the negotiations, especially with respect to human rights due diligence and related provisions. We look forward to the discussions during this session. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair Rapporteur.
Muchas gracias.